USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI says all captives involved in a 10-hour standoff at a Dallas area synagogue are now safe. They say the suspect did not harm the captives in any way and that a global investigation has begun. Officials not releasing the identity of the suspect. Some not-so-subtle hints about his future plans from President Trump at a rally last night in Arizona.
And in 2024, we are going to take back the White House.
Leave our businesses alone. Leave all of us the hell alone. Tell Joe Biden the Americans' health choices are none of his business. We can make our own choices.
Trump calling for the Biden administration to leave schools and businesses alone. This is USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Georgia has issued a state of emergency ahead of a major winter storm. After slamming the Midwest already, this powerful system is now heading south and could bring things as far south as Atlanta. Forecasters say the wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain will be making roads across the southeast dangerous up into the mid-Atlantic, likely to give Atlanta its first measurable snowfall in 4 years. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell confirming this past week he's running for another term as that chamber's top GOP leader. And Senator Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina Republican, says that Senate GOP leader needs to have a good relationship with former President Trump.
I like Mitch a lot. He has a lot to be proud of. But if you want to be a leader in 2022, I expect President Trump to run again for president. You don't have to agree with everything President Trump does or says. I don't. But you got to have a working relationship.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A huge industrial blaze in northern New Jersey over the weekend. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A fire broke out at an industrial complex in New Jersey. The fire broke out at Majestic Industries in Passaic. No injuries were immediately reported. Smoke from the fire billowed across the Hudson River into New York City and more than 50 miles into the Atlantic. Majestic Industries manufactures furniture for casinos. Flames spread to an adjoining building used by Qualco, but didn't reach the chlorine pellets that are manufactured there. New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection representatives, which were sent to the site by New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, determined the air quality was safe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the Buffalo Bills move on to the next round in the NFL postseason after a 47-17 rout of the New England Patriots in the AFC Wild Card game. Josh Allen torching New England secondary. He passed for 308 yards and 5 TDs. Buffalo scored touchdowns on 7 of the team's 9 possessions. With kneel downs to end each half on their 2 scoreless drives, for the Patriots it was their most lopsided defeat in the postseason season since 1986. The Bills now move on to the AFC divisional round next weekend. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.